American English is the form of English used in the United States. It includes all English dialects used within the United States of America. British English is the form of English used in the United Kingdom. It includes all English dialects used within the United Kingdom. The English language was introduced to America through British colonization in the early 17th century. It also spread to many other parts of the world because of the strength of the British Empire. Before American independence from the British in 1776, American and British accents were similar. Both were rhotic, which means that speakers pronounced the letters R in words like winter, hard, butter, etc. Over the years, English spoken in the United States and in Britain started differing from each other in various aspects. This led to a new dialect in the form of American English, but the English accent in America has changed less drastically than accents in Britain. To be fair, both American and British English have several types of accents, and there is no one true American or British accent. Even after America gained independence, American schools used textbooks imported from England. Noah Webster, an American lexicographer, nationalist, and political writer, found them unsatisfactory. He disliked the influence and control of British aristocracy over the English language and its rules for spelling and pronunciation. So, in the 1780s, Webster wrote and published A Grammatical Institute of the English Language, a book that consisted of a speller, a grammar, and a reader. The speller became very popular, and over time, Webster changed the spellings in the book to be more phonetic, e.g., colour instead of colour. Webster's changes greatly influenced American English because his books were very popular and used in schools throughout the country. Noah Webster was a spelling reformer who believed that the spelling of words should match their pronunciation as much as possible, and so later he even wrote his own dictionary. Webster's dictionary is America's most trusted dictionary even today. But the differences between American and British English do not include only vocabulary and spelling, but also pronunciation, grammar, punctuation, idioms, and saying the dates and numbers. It's a really wide topic that needs deeper attention, so if you're interested, check it out online through various articles or videos.